This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out this whole week, actually, taking a well-deserved vacation. He checked in with us earlier, ladies, and said he's having a great time. He is learning and sleeping and backpacking through Peru. That was his direct words to me. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn. I'll be holding down the fort with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And ladies, lots of news this week, including President Trump, who once again made headlines when he threatened General Motors. Now, we've talked earlier on, General Motors announced over the weekend that they would be cutting thousands of jobs. They'd be closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, Maryland, and really redesigning the offering, their lineup of cars and SUVs that they'll be offering to consumers. Victoria, we talked about this just a few days ago. They're no longer doing sedans. They're going to get rid of a big part of their lineup because people are just not buying them. They want SUVs. They want crossover vehicles. And because of that, President Trump threatened on Tuesday to cut all General Motors subsidies after they announced these cuts. And he said, this is what he said. We'll see. We'll take it apart. But this is his direct quote. Very disappointed with General Motors and their CEO, Mary Barra, for closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland. We are now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars, end quote. Now, the question is, what type of subsidies is General Motors getting that could be cut by the Trump administration? Clearly, there's a lot of things that the politics, there are the politicians that not just the president, but even local politicians could do to try to pressure GM to stay in certain areas of the country, right? There's incentives, there's some punishments in other plants or facilities to try to keep them where they are to try to protect American jobs. But what are these subsidies that President Trump is talking about?
Yeah, you know, this is one of those kind of, you know, confusing Trump tweets. I think I understood what he meant at first, but when I kind of did a little digging into it, and I can't find any automotive expert that says GM is receiving anything beyond the $7,500 plug-in tax credit, which is, that actually goes to the consumer, not GM, and that's if you buy an electric car, you get that $7,500 tax credit, and the federal government provides that tax credit for each plug-in vehicle, again, to the consumer, but that subsidy goes away once any automaker reaches 200,000 electric cars sold. Now, GM is on target to reach the 200,000 mark, so at the end of this year, they may hit that, which means that starting next year, there won't really be any subsidies to talk about. Tesla has already hit that mark this year, so their tax credits for next year as an incentive to get people into Teslas, that's going to be a lot smaller, and that may even be on the company itself to start offering discounts instead of having a government subsidy. But I think it kind of remains unclear what he's referring to, but I'm sure as the days go on, there will be, you know, this is, seems like typical Trump style, a lot of bluster, and then negotiations behind the scenes. I don't know that this will result in the reversal of what GM has said in terms of closing certain facilities. They're also closing one of their major plants in South Korea, which actually I have a GM SUV that we bought 2 years ago, and I remember seeing on the sticker that it had been like 90% of it was assembled in South Korea, and I guess that's the plant that's going to be closed down. So I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see. It's too bad because, you know, GM makes good cars, and I come from a GM family. We're all Chevy people. And just last year, the Chevy Cruze, which has been discontinued, that won the Consumer Reports Compact Car of the Year. So we've gone from, in just 1 year, the most popular compact car to now being canceled. So
the
it
Chevy
shows
Cruze
you how
was the car that Obama said he would buy after he wasn't president anymore. Now, no word if he's cruising around in a Cruze, but I don't know if he ever made good on that promise. But
oh, really? I never heard that. That's funny.
Yeah, when they did the big bailout of
GM.
It's
a sporty little car. Yeah, I've driven my parents' car. It's like driving a little sports car. It's a great little car. But I'm just an SUV person, so I would never be tempted to buy a sedan. So I'm kind of probably on trend with where GM sees the market going. And I know, Jen, you're in an SUV now after being in a car for a long time. So
yeah.
It just seems like that is the way the market's going, and they were just, you know, I agree with Trump's first comment. Well, they didn't make cars that people wanted to buy, and there's a huge drop-off when you see the numbers fall from the Chevy Impala or the two Cadillac sedans that they've canceled. They also canceled the Buick LaCrosse. People just aren't buying them anymore. So you got to go where the market goes.
You got to go where the market goes, obviously, but the blow to the economy will be big. GM cutting 14,000 jobs, shutting down 5 facilities in North America.
Yep.
That's a huge blow to President Trump, who promised to help auto workers, and that's part of his platform, is to try to help prop these facilities up, to help keep them open, to help people that live in Detroit or around the country in these automobile-friendly areas to actually be able to keep their jobs. Now, after the comments made by Trump, the GM stock declined as much as about 3.8% and closed 2.6 lower. It wiped out a chunk of their gains that were made on Monday. But, you know, what Trump's getting at is right, is the federal government does offer, through GM, companies, or credits to the consumer when they buy these efficient cars. If he does take that away, does that really impact GM in any meaningful way? Will they be able to handle those tax credits? Do people buy those cars simply for tax credits, or are they buying them for other reasons? That's something that
that's a great question.
Is still not clear.
I don't think anyone's buying a Tesla for a tax credit. I think people just want a Tesla.
Well, and I think for sure with Tesla, that's right. People want a Tesla, and I don't think that they worry about the tax credit.
Right.
With something that is made by General Motors or maybe Ford, if you're looking. Yeah, it could be a 50-50 thing. Certainly, if I were looking at buying a car and trying to make the commitment to buy something that costs a little more at the beginning but would save me time and money at the gas pump, well, that's something that might be an incentive for me. I don't know if it would be the tax credit, but for some, that's a nice chunk that you can declare on your income taxes. So, I don't know. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, while we're talking about cars, Motor Trend's 2019 pick for Car of the Year is in, and Andy Selleman will tell you all about it.
Motor Trend has announced the winner of the 2019 Car of the Year. Award finalists were evaluated against 6 criteria for safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. Mark Rechten, executive editor for Motor Trend, with details.
We're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2019 Car of the Year award goes to the Genesis G70. The optional 3.3-liter twin-turbo makes it a ferocious animal. With the G70, Genesis was able to hit all the right notes. It's smooth, quiet, fast, and nimble. Once inside, the interior fitments are clearly worthy of a premium vehicle. Genesis shows how a new model from a new brand must enter a crowded segment, so close to the top that everybody is forced to take notice.
For all the latest information on Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the Genesis G70, go to MotorTrendAwards.com or pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend on newsstands now.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Lock and load. It is 17 minutes past the hour on the DJV show, and here's your daily dose of, oh my gosh, how old am I getting? It has been 25 years since the killings of, or the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. 25 years. I can't even believe this, guys. It's amazing how time just flies so
crazy.
Fast.
It is
O.J. Simpson is back in the news, Victoria, and it seems, are we assuming that he did it again? What's the deal?
Well, this is kind of odd. So O.J. Simpson's former manager, his name's Norman Pardo, he's making a documentary about the infamous murders, and he's presenting the case that Simpson, quote, didn't act alone. So it's like, okay, so now we're admitting that he actually did it because he's maintained all along that he didn't murder them. So I guess his manager is trying to pitch this documentary to Netflix and is presenting the case as, well, no, he did do it, but he had help. So the series is going to be pitched next week to various streaming services, cable, and premium networks to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the homicides. He says, for the first time, the most thorough investigation into the murder ever conducted will be shared with America. He claims, now this, again, this is Simpson's former manager, he claims to have more than 70 hours of video of Simpson that no one has ever seen, and he said, we've assembled a team of internationally renowned criminal investigators, experts, and lawyers. They believe that they can not only prove Simpson was involved in the deaths, but for the first time, they'll reveal he had at least one accomplice. Now,
what?
Yeah.
I would guess it has to be, oh gosh, what was his name? Was it? Oh, Al Cowlings. That was who drove OJ in that Bronco,
right?
When in the infamous Bronco chase.
Right. And do you remember, I want to say it was maybe at the beginning of this year when they had that never-before-aired interview on Fox with OJ, and he had this whole hypothetical thing. He literally walks the audience through the murder.
Yeah, he wrote a book called If I Did It.
Right, but this is like the interview where you can see him, and he slips up a few times and says I instead of the hypothetical, and the whole time he has another guy with him. So it just seems like, okay, he needed to get it off his chest somehow, and that's how he did it in this hypothetical way. Well, this guy, I guess, is going to present the whole story, and I don't know who the accomplice is, but he obviously got away scot-free. And if it is Al Cowlings, then maybe OJ was a good friend to not roll on him, but it'll be interesting to see if there's anything new that comes from it.
You think after 25 years the story goes away, but certainly it doesn't. This one really captured the country, and mostly because of the timing of it and the significance of race in the court system. And this all started when Los Angeles was almost on fire because of the riots, and that played a huge role in how the jury decided the case against O.J. Simpson. Really interesting stuff. All right, so we'll keep an eye on whether or not we get to see this footage. The proof, the actual proof that O.J. may have done it. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Devin out on vacation this week. Jen Victoria Caro holding down the fort, and it is the time. Ladies, we have been reviewing Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time. We've been doing it in chunks every single day at this time. We are at number 62 on the list, and this is the boss, Bruce Springsteen, one of yours from your home state of New Jersey there, Victoria.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I do really love this, though.
Friends, fun. You better watch out. You better not try. Number 62 on the list, Santa Claus is coming to town. Now, it would not be Christmas without Michael Bublé. He is everywhere, for good or for bad. This is one that I actually like. This is Let It Snow at number 61 on the Billboard Top 100 Christmas Song List.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally...
Number 60 on the list from Billboard Magazine. Santa Claus is coming to town once again. This time performed by Mariah Carey.
I think I heard this.
Oh, this is a good one. She's the queen of Christmas music. She just really, she has the right sound for it. She's got that wall of sound and, of course, her incredible vocals. Her Christmas album is one of the best. Review of Billboard Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time, number 59. We're breaking the 50s now. We head over to Lady Antebellum, a little country Christmas. This is a Holly Jolly Christmas. You'll find this playing frequently in my car.
If there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe.
This is cute. I like this.
Where you can
cute, right? They do a version of Baby It's Cold Outside that's also pretty good. Their holiday thing is actually relatively new for them. Usually artists do Christmas music right after their careers launch because it's a way to establish themselves. But Lady Antebellum waited a little while till they were somebody or somebodies since they're a group. And this is a Holly Jolly Christmas from them, number 59 on the list. Now, I wanted to save a little extra time for number 58. And this is Sia, a modern-day pop artist, right? Santa's Coming for Us. Now, is this a happy song?
Yeah.
Because Santa's Coming for Us seems, yes, it seems a bit daunting, dark, like he's coming to get you.
I think this is the new, like, Target song for the holidays,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think this was on her album last year, so it's still relatively new, but it does sound just like a Target song.
Yeah.
So for those people who aren't familiar with Sia, which I think is probably three-quarters of our listening audience, Victoria, talk about Sia a bit, because she has made a splash in music. She's done a lot of songs, even for movies. And, of course, yeah. She's got this new holiday album out. What do we need to know about her?
Well, you know, it's funny. She's one of those artists who really, behind the scenes, has been writing hits for everyone else for a really long time, and then she finally started singing for herself. And that's why she's just kind of popped up on the scene in the last couple of years. She's really been around a long time and has probably written some of your favorite hits.
Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time are running down the list on the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith's victory in a Mississippi runoff election yesterday is, in his words, a big win. Win in capital letters, according to his tweet. Hyde-Smith defeated former Congressman and Clinton-era Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy. Her win gives Republicans a 53-47 majority in the U.S. Senate.
At the first White House briefing in over a month, the press secretary Sarah Sanders was pressed about the use of tear gas against migrants who are trying to enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico a few days ago. Sanders says previous administrations used tear gas.
Let's also not forget that this isn't the first time. In fact, tear gas was used on average once a month during the Obama administration for very similar circumstances.
This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top-brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug is out this week on vacation. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort, and there is lots of news trending. Victoria, what is the most important?
Well, I think lettuce is still on a lot of people's minds. Lettuce, yeah. So, of course, we all know about the giant romaine lettuce recall, and this extended around the country. Restaurants, the CDC and the FDA were both issued statements telling restaurants and cafes and grocery stores, take all of the romaine lettuce off the shelf. We can't figure out where the source is coming from. Now they do know a bit more. And so they have narrowed it down, so only romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern and central California are the problems. So if you can find and you know where your food is coming from and it's labeled properly, if you know that your romaine lettuce is coming from any other place besides central and northern California, you are apparently in the clear. And so a lot of, if you follow along with any of, like, you know, restaurant rewards programs and things like that, you'll start to probably get a lot of emails. I got one just this morning from Panera Bread, and I didn't even realize I was a member there, but apparently I am. And they issued a statement saying that they have obviously taken all of this very seriously. They complied with all of the guidelines. They took romaine off of all of their menus, but now fully stocked romaine will be back in all of the Panera Bread cafes beginning on Monday, December 3rd. So it's not immediate. There's obviously still some more work to be done figuring out the sourcing of the romaine, but that you will start to probably see it back on store shelves, I would guess, somewhere around the beginning of the first week of December. If Panera is saying that it's back, then I'm guessing you'll probably see it in grocery stores and things like that, too. But I was concerned because I had read some reports that said it was going to spread to other types of lettuce, so that it wasn't just romaine, but it looks like it is just romaine lettuce from central and northern California, so buyer be warned.
Keep an eye out for that, but romaine, it looks like it's now safe. So a story like this one could really damage a brand. I think back, and I hate to throw them under the bus, but Chipotle was one of those restaurants that had a lot of damage, not from any fault of their own, but they had issues with Listeria and some things for a long time.
Yeah.
People made fun of them. Their brand kind of took a hit. Since lettuce isn't necessarily, I mean, I guess romaine could be considered the brand of lettuce or the type of lettuce, but how many people are going to still shy away from it? I would imagine that's why Panera is waiting until next week so that they can say, oh, it's been long enough, it's fine,
yeah,
this is safe lettuce. They'll probably have, I would imagine, some sort of notification or flyer up in their stores saying everything is back to normal again.
Yeah.
But you can't quit eating lettuce. Obviously, it's too much a staple in almost everybody's diet, or at least it probably should be. So
yeah,
how long does it take people to stop to recover from asking the question, is that romaine safe or is that lettuce safe?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. If you think about it, just in New York City alone, and I'm sure L.A. is probably the same, any major city, it's like every block has got at least two salad places, you know, where you go in and it's all salads. And so I can't imagine that you're not going to have some romaine lettuce. With the volume that those types of places do, I can't imagine that you're going to be totally romaine free. So I think you're right. That's probably why Panera is waiting until the first week of December to be able to say any of the romaine lettuce that shipped out, it's now past its expiration date. So even if we didn't catch it, we're not going to serve it anyway. We wouldn't serve it because it's already past whatever the expiration date is. I'm guessing that's probably what they're doing. But you never know. You know, people like my mom, who thinks that, you know, you're going to die from salmonella from everything, she's probably not going to be eating lettuce for a while. So I think some people just take it extra seriously. But you don't want to get it. What, I don't know. What was this?
No,
was this
nobody
wants
it.
Or was this like...
It was E. coli.
What was this?
I think.
E. coli.
E. coli bacteria.
And this hospitalized a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, people.
This was
there could have even been a death or two. I know
I
in California
was,
we
yeah.
were spending a lot of time on it because it obviously started here. We had,
yeah,
I think, 11 cases last week. I don't know what the number is this week. All right, in other news, this is a story you brought to my attention, Victoria. The FBI has updated their tip line system after Parkland, Florida. Remember back in February, it was Valentine's Day, the awful shooting in Parkland, Florida at the high school, at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was the name. A lot of tips have been delivered to the FBI and were either ignored or looked at and kind of swept under the rug. Now, the FBI has made some pretty extensive changes to how the public tip line system will work, right?
Yeah, it's according to this new, they've made a statement about it. The FBI has taken multiple steps to improve the line. And, you know, of course, they receive thousands of calls every day from the public. And those steps are now including they've hired more staff for the tip centers. They're beefing up training for employees. They're utilizing a new speech to text technology to identify key threat words used by callers. The FBI, of course, like you said, they've faced a major backlash after the agency said it missed two separate tips about who the shooting suspect was, and that was, of course, Nicholas Cruz, and 17 people were killed, and it just was a horrible, horrible mess. And I think the FBI could easily take the blame on this one, you know. And we hear about the FBI missing terrorism suspects all the time. Oh, well, the FBI talked to him 2 years ago, and nothing ever came of it. And people are calling in tip lines that they see things on YouTube and on social media. And the FBI has, I think, largely ignored those things. And you just can't anymore, because there are a lot of shooters who have left sort of a trail of their threats, and they all happen to be on social media. So I hope
they
want
to be caught. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope the FBI is really beefing up monitoring social media, because that seems to be where all the new threats are.
Especially because it seems that there's a common thread between a lot of these mass shooters. They are young men. They're mm-hmm. either in their late teenage years or in their early 20s. And it's my thought, at least, or my theory, that they want to be caught. So they give people a lot of warning on social media. In fact,
yeah.
the borderline shooter that we talked about just a few weeks ago in Thousand Oaks was posting things online, saying things to people, making people aware. And the FBI tells us first and foremost what? They say, see something, say something.
Right.
And when people are brave enough to do that, because sometimes people aren't. Sometimes people just want to live in their own bubble and hope that what they're seeing isn't what they think it is. And
yep.
so they move on. But when people actually do see something, say something, like they did with Nicholas Cruz in Florida, and it's ignored, it makes you question in a million different ways, from the family, the victims of the, you know, obviously the victims and the family of the victims, what happened. And as American citizens, is this going to happen where we are if they can't catch it here? And the FBI's got to address that. It was a really big failure in Florida, not only for
yes.
the FBI, and I say that with all the respect for law enforcement in the world, but it was also the failure of a security guard who wouldn't go into the building, instead decided to stay outside. It makes me feel good that they are at least using a tragedy to try to reevaluate some of these systems so that these people don't just die in vain.
Yep. And the last thing anybody wants, and I'm sure the FBI would be the first people to say this too, we don't want to have such a distrust with the public that people start taking matters into their own hands, because you can easily see how you could have some vigilantes kind of thinking, well, you know what, I already reported this to the FBI, they ignored my comment, and now I'm just going to have to do something myself. And that's the last thing we want happening.
Right. If they can't protect us, then I'll take care of it. All right. We'll continue to keep an eye on changes at the FBI. But switching gears a little bit, I have a couple of questions for you about your diet. Do you have trouble getting in all of the nutrients that you need to get every single day? Maybe you might be spending a fortune at the grocery store trying to buy all organic fruits and vegetables. If that's you, don't worry anymore, because Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes, and probiotics, all in a convenient capsule or powder. It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Texas Superfood contains the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of nutritional perfection. There are no toxic chemicals used to make Texas Superfood. It's free of herbicides and pesticides. Texas Superfood does not contain any animal products or gluten, no soy, corn, wheat, no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, sweeteners, none of the bad stuff, no synthetic additives of any kind. Only the good stuff. I love knowing that every time I take a Texas Superfood, I'm getting those 55 naturally grown raw fruits and veggies. It's impossible to do it all on your own. You need Texas Superfoods. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or call them now at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55 or TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine
your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Now, it is getting a little cold out there for most of the country. I can't complain. I live in California. Guys, it was 74 this week. A little bit of rain, but no big deal. I know on the East Coast, you guys have been suffering with some cold weather. But apparently, some science there, well, this isn't new. It's not a, it would be filed under the duh category. But science suggests a walk outside, maybe a walk in the woods, can sometimes do what a bottle of pills can't do for you. Just being exposed to the outdoors improves your mood. Living near trees may make people less prone to violence in cramped public housing. It helps problem solving. We're way faster and more efficient at solving problems after hikes. And it increases focus. Just seeing pictures of nature can actually even sharpen our attention. Now, Victoria, there's even a lot of improvements and benefits to your immune system from just getting outside and getting into nature.
Yeah, it's true. The University of Illinois has done studies on the effects of nature on the human body, and their research found 21 specific benefits. Most of them stem back to our immune system, which is great. And they write in their report that nature provides protections against a startling range of diseases, including depression, diabetes, obesity, ADHD, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and many more. And the researchers theorize that being outside is like bathing in an elixir of immune boosting ingredients, because we have microbes that come from the plants that are all around us, and you're breathing in this microscopic air. So it just in taking that in from plants, if you're taking a walk through the woods or nature, if you're going hiking, that can reduce your blood pressure, and it boosts your immune system and the functioning of it. If you live in an area near running water, if it's the ocean, lake, stream, whatever, breathing in the negative air ions, it sounds negative, but it's actually positive, those air ions that come from the water, that actually helps with depression. And that's something that's really interesting, because I just moved to the ocean, and I can't even tell you how much happier I am on a daily basis. And I think that maybe this study kind of applies to some of the tiny bacteria and air ions and sunlight mix that I'm getting from all those organisms that are around me, as opposed to living in the city.
On moving away from terrible landlords, too.
That's true, too. That could also be part of it, yeah. But, you know, there have been so many studies that have shown that if you live near water, that they have, that has so many different benefits.
Sure.
And so this is an extra study on that, which I didn't
naturally
realize
drawn to that.
Breathing it in. Yeah.
When I
think a lot of people are.
Always the water. And I have to say, it's about being outside. You don't have lights, artificial lights. You don't have technology. Getting out and just taking a deep breath, it's good for your mental health and obviously now your physical health, your physical well-being too. So get outside today if you can. Get out there. Get into the woods if you can. Go to the beach or look at a picture. That'll even help your health. It's a DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have their own theme song, but we save the special theme for our special guy. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. And Warren, Doug is out this week, by the way. He is on vacation in Peru. He's backpacking. God knows why. So, Jen, Victoria, Kara, we're holding down the fort. And it's always a treat to hang out with you, Warren, because the three of us, well, and Doug too, we all have in common that we love our animals. We love our pets. And that's why you're so special to have with us today.
But let me share something that I just came across that's going to excite all three of you.
Really?
A brand new study claims that women who share their beds with dogs get a better night's rest. Researchers actually found that female dog owners reported less disturbed sleep and greater feelings of security and comfort. This according to the Journal of International Society of Anthrozoology. However, they didn't find the same thing with cats.
I know. Well, I sleep with my cat every night. You know this, but I think this study is interesting.
More?
Probably, or
yeah,
I don't know, but I think what The buried lead here is that women would rather sleep with a dog than their husband.
And thank you for that, by the way.
So just funny. FYI, that's what's happening.
Here's the interesting fact, though. If they didn't look at this, but they didn't think that the concept that cats are nocturnal animals. Of course they're going to be up and pacing more at night than dogs are. Dogs sleep at night. Cats sleep 20 hours during the day. So at nighttime, they're ready to party, and we're going to sleep. But it is kind of interesting because I find that when I'm sleeping alongside my dog, and I think it goes true for men as well, that after a while, my breathing and his breathing kind of sync with each other, and we just get into this kind of like really, really deep sleep. That's just me. But I really do believe that sleeping with a dog really does make sleep easier because it's a comforting feeling having something next to you like that.
Now, Warren, I've got a question on that. On the other side, I've also seen lots of reports from medical doctors saying it's not healthy to have your pets in bed. So what? I don't know what they mean by that. Are we breathing
in
pet dander?
That's what they mean. They're wrong. That's no question.
That's what they mean. There you go.
For years and years and years, I heard people say that if you have allergies or if you have a kid, you shouldn't have a dog or cat in the house because of allergies. Now, the brand new studies say that kids that live with dogs and cats are less apt to develop allergies because they grow up a resistance to it. So a lot of these things change. So I think the doctors that are saying it's not safe to sleep in bed with a dog, I've never had the opportunity to bed down with one.
All right, I have a question for you.
That's
a great one. I like it. My dad just got a new, got a puppy back in April, and now Lindy is about 8-9 months old now. She was born in February. And she's having some trouble chewing. Now, he leaves her at home alone during the day, but he leaves, like, the radio or the TV on for her. She can go in and out. She has her own little automatic doggy door, so she can go in and out. There's stuff to stimulate her. She's got toys. But she somehow, every once in a while, will get into the couch cushions and likes to chew them up. Ooh. Only every so often. What's going on? Is that an anxiety thing? What can we do to get her away from chewing up the couch?
If you can think how a person, when they get anxious and nervous, scratches their head, lights a cigarette, cracks their knuckles, or do whatever they do, a dog doesn't have hands. So when a dog gets anxious and nervous, what they do is they use their mouth. They're very oral that way, so they chew. So very often what happens is when a dog gets into an area, or maybe there's a motorcycle outside, or another dog barking outside, may get a little anxious, and therefore the chewing's going to come into play. The best way to resolve a chewing problem is, number one, obviously more exercise. Number two is hiding stuff all around the house. And if your dad is gone a long time during the day, you know what? It may be a good idea to have someone just come in to kind of walk the dog and break the monotony of being home all day by himself.
Yeah, those dog walker services are really great. We talked about that, actually, so he might be checking that out. Warren, next time.
You check him out carefully.
Right, because you don't want anybody coming in. And they've got to protect your little puppy. Sure. I mean, come on. What about the sprays? In our last 30 seconds here, what about the sprays? Do those work? Are they any good?
Great for keeping people away.
Good. Your couch smells like sour apple. I'm out of here.
I'm not staying for dinner. Now, some of the sprays may work with some dogs, but really the resolution is to make sure you keep your dog or your cat mentally stimulated and make sure they get plenty of exercise, and that's really the resolution to a chewing problem.
Check out Warren Exton. You can find him at thepetshow.com. You can also check out his great supplement for your dogs, Hugs and Kisses, for your dogs and cats. Get it all online at thepetshow.com. Thank you so much, Warren. It's 58 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.